Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you as well. Also, those who are tuning in through Atlanta's 106 Live, we're glad you all could be with us on as well. Recording artist and model Ricky Jarman is back with us today to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you and to be able to see the response from his fans. He has a brand new single, With the Devil. You guys will be hearing that, as well as finding out how you all can be able to stay connected with him. If you're just not hearing about the single, you guys are about to hear it now. We'll be back with our conversation with Ricky right after this.
Have you noticed how you treat me? You take my heart, you deplete me. My mind drives me crazy.
No one understands why I keep walking away from the trouble.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like you're loving and you're hating me.
I can't breathe without your love. Don't wanna be without your love. I can't live because I'm in love. Don't wanna leave because I'm in love.
See, I feel like
because I'm in love, don't wanna leave.
Ricky Jarman with the Devil here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as tuning in online. Ricky is back with us today to talk to us not only about the year that's been 2016 for him, but what it's like for him to be able to end the year by being able to announce a single, but also what his plans are with the video as well. He has something special planned for you guys. We'll be talking about that as well. And if you're just hearing about Ricky and his work, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But Ricky, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, hey, how's it going, Cyrus?
Hey, great to be here, man. Hey, glad to have you back, and congratulations on another great year. It seems like every year the momentum just continues for you. So before we talk about With the Devil, Ricky, let's talk about the year that's been 2016, because you've been able, of course, to not only feature your music, you've been able to do some great performances along the way, some live performances, been able to do some more modeling, having features there. What has it been like for you, Ricky, to kind of see how everything's really coming together for you and all that you love to do with the arts?
Man, it's a great opportunity, you know, and I'm just, I feel blessed to be able to continue my career, and just the path that it's taking is really exciting just to see how everything's unraveling.
Yeah. So, I mean, for you, I mean, music is something, of course, that you love, but, I mean, as you have been able to share with your fans, I mean, you have a lot of different interests. How important has that been for you, Ricky, to be able to do everything that brings you joy and not just have to say you have to focus on just one thing?
I'd say it's super important because, you know, just with who I am as a person, I have so many interests, and I love to do different things and to try new things, and it's brought a lot of joy to my life to be able to have opportunities to succeed in all these different facets that interest me.
Right. And like I said, this has been another great year for you. I mean, the last time, you know, you were on the program, we were discussing your single, of course, I Just Want to Get to Know You. A lot came from that single, of course, you know, great buzz with the video. I mean, what has it been like for you to go from that single, then, of course, to be able to see the way that Lucky was received, and now this new single as well?
It's definitely been a journey. And I've not only seen a lot of personal growth, but I've also seen a lot of growth in my fan base, and it just seems like we're getting a lot of really good crowd reaction from the different songs, and each song is a little different from one another. Get to Know You had a very urban vibe to it. Lucky was very mainstream pop, and this new song, With the Devil, is it's more dark, you know, it brings a different I guess onion layer, so to speak, to just my personality, and then also brings just a different vibe and a different topic to the forefront. You know, the other two songs were very up-tempo, and they were very happy-go-lucky, made you feel good, and this song is just more so definitely based on personal experiences, but it's something that people can still relate to. You know, we don't always experience joy like every single day, and, you know, we all have relationships we go through, and some are there to stay, some come and go, and this song is definitely about, you know, a heartbreaking situation, and we've got a lot of really great crowd response to this one as well. We've had radio airplay, we've had these music videos featured on different national and regional television stations, and not to mention some international stuff as well as happens with everything. So, you know, it's building blocks, it's stages, and you know, we're just building one on top of the other and just making sure that each project that comes forth is going to be better than the last.
Right, right. You know, the other thing that I've noticed with you, and you've talked about it as well, Ricky, has been the, you know, people always talk about the company that we keep. And how important has that been for you to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that are not only there to, I mean, to encourage you, but also to push you as well?
I'd say it is probably one of the most important things you can do with your career, because honestly, your success is going to be very much dictated upon the company that you keep. If you have people who are negative all the time, or who don't fully believe in your work, or, you know, people who are pessimistic a lot, like, these are things that can really drag you down. And, you know, you need good vibes all the time. Like, not everybody is going to be appreciative or accepting of the things you bring forth. You know, you're going to have people who have a difference of opinion, or people who just don't like you for whatever reason. And so when you're dealing with those things on a normal basis, you can't have those things in your camp. Like, everything that is surrounding your team has to be completely positive so it can counteract those things. You know, luckily I And thankfully, I've had a lot of people who have really supported what I'm doing and what I stand for. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. But, you know, like I said, you can't please everybody. And there's definitely been, you know, those people who come and don't, I guess, see where you're trying to go with things, you know. But I'm grateful for the fact that my team has always been super positive. So I would say it's really important.
Yeah, I think that is another thing that all of our audience can appreciate no matter what their profession might be. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today recording artist Ricky Jarman. We're talking with Ricky not only about his journey to be able to do what he loves, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He's closing out this year by announcing this new single, but also a new project with this single as well. We're going to tell you guys more about that. You know, so let's talk about courage for a moment, Ricky, because it is not easy to do what you just talked about, and that is to, if people don't like what you do, if people don't like, you know, the type of music that you do, to be able to keep doing what's true to you. I mean, where do you think that courage comes from? Because not everyone has that wherewithal to say, regardless of how other feels about it, if I believe in this, I'm going to be able to do it.
Well, I think that you're a result of your upbringing as well. So it's really important. I guess it's really dictated upon your outcome based upon like how you're raised and your experiences. And, you know, I'm blessed with a family who really supports what I'm doing. And I have friends and fans who are always encouraging and always showing their love and support for my music. So I would say that that's really drove me to continue on and on. But there's just something inside of me that just doesn't want to give up, you know, like, it's not just predicated upon music per se, because I think that this is applicable to anything in life. But when you find that one thing that you really want to do in life, there's just something there that just does not allow you to let it go. You know, you just want to keep doing it and getting better. And at the end of the day, I think because I know that music is my passion and that's my journey and my calling, like, there's absolutely nobody that could sway me or stop me from continuing to pursue. And even during moments of failure are just as important as moments of success, because it's those moments of failure that you learn and you grow. And so I'm grateful for the positives and the negatives. But, you know, I just think that because I'm so passionate about music, it really doesn't deter me from stopping what I'm doing, regardless of if people accept my music or not.
Right. I think that's the thing. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, the difference in the singles, and I mean, we can even go back further. I mean, you've been on this show now for quite a few years, Ricky, and you know, it's kind of interesting being able to go back. You went through a name change there along the way. I mean, you definitely have been able to go through an evolution as time has gone on. But as you said, one thing that definitely has been there with you have been the fans. I mean, talk to us about that appreciation. I mean, you know, the tens of thousands who have kind of rallied around you and been able to support you. I mean, what has that been like for you to kind of sit back and to really think about that kind of support you've gotten?
I'd say it's really humbling, you know, because at the end of the day, like, if I was ever having a bad day or a weak moment, just somewhere along the lines, there was always fans who would reach out and show their love, you know, unexpectedly. And it just really warms my heart and makes me very appreciative of people who see where I want to go and what it is that I'm doing. And it really has taught me that if we wanted to, we all could be unified in this world, you know, because there's things that I experience in life or someone else experiences in life that we can either learn from or we can empathize with. And it really helps you to connect with people. And I think that that's what life is all about, is connecting with people, growing, learning, experiencing things. And so many times in life we get caught up in some of the monotonous, unimportant, petty things of life, you know, just because life is so demanding. And we lose sight of what can help the world to be better, you know. And I know my vision and my goals are to be a positive role model unto others and just show that you can do whatever it is you put your mind to doing, but I could never do those things if it wasn't for my fans who helped encourage me, you know, because we all have weak moments, and if it wasn't for my fans, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Right, right. You know, and the other thing is I've noticed you have not shied away from voicing your opinion as well, I mean, Ricky, especially like on social media, on Facebook. I mean, was that an easy thing for you to decide to, I mean, knowing that you have so many eyes on you, is it always easy for you to let people know what's on your mind, even on things outside of music?
No, I wouldn't say it's easy because as a public figure, you always want to try and stay neutral so that you don't alienate yourselves from your audience. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, I got to be able to somehow speak my mind and to be able to share my feelings and my thoughts, you know, because, you know, as a public figure, people tend to look up to you. And if you don't stand up or believe in something, you're going to fall for anything. And so I think it's really important to, at the end of the day, still be able to respect and understand both sides, but be able to not shy away from what it is your heart feels or where it is that you stand. And I think at the end of the day, we all want to just be happy. And some things make people happy that may be different for other people. But I would say it's never been easy, but I would say it's always been important.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk to you about, then we're going to remind people about the new single, Ricky, and that is what you're doing different with this one. I mean, you are known for not only being able to release singles, but also release visuals as well, and you've released a lyric video for the single as well. Talk to us about your plans for the actual video for this single and how you kind of gotten your fans involved with it.
Yeah, for sure. So, there's a lyric video that we released with the launch of the song. And so first and foremost, me and my team are really excited about this release just because it is such a different song. It's so different from the rest of the music that I've released. But the upcoming project that we have that we're planning for the music video for this is actually going to be a virtual reality music video, which is going to be shot by Threshold Films. And we're so stoked for this, and it just opens up a whole new, I guess, path for how you present your music. I don't know of any other American artist that has released a virtual reality music video, but we're definitely going to do it. You know, thankfully, the Facebook and YouTube who've launched new platforms where they allow for 360 visuals. This is going to be a game changer. I can definitely guarantee that. You know, Threshold Films, they've done so much and worked with so many different clients, but they're most recently known for the special effects that they helped out with for the new Power Rangers movie that's releasing soon in theaters by Lionsgate. So I can definitely guarantee you that this new virtual reality music video is going to be epic. And what we're doing right now, just because of the demands of the project and things that we have going, this virtual reality music video, even though it's going to be unlike no other video, it's also requires, you know, somewhat of a budget like no other budget I've had in the past. So we've just been asking the fans if they want to participate in the preparations for this music video to head over to an Indiegogo campaign, which both the production company and I have launched. To be able to help gain the funds for the budget that's required for this project. But it's been awesome. Like I've seen a lot of people sharing the links for the Indiegogo campaign along with donating to the campaign itself. And, you know, we're prepping, we're excited. And, you know, anybody who's interested in continuing to contribute to the campaign, we've got like 4 days left for the campaign and we'll be ready to go. We're ready to rock.
All right. So let our audience know, Ricky, not only, of course, how they can be able to see the lyric video that's out now, you know, and that's supporting the single, but also how they can be a part of the campaign for the actual video.
Of course. So you can check out the lyric video for the song either on Facebook or on YouTube, Vevo, among other places. I think also if you were to search it on Google, it should come right up, just With a Devil by Ricky Jarman. And then if you want to contribute to the Indiegogo campaign, I would either check out my like page on Facebook. I've been posting the link multiple times. Or if you want to just go to Indiegogo.com and type in my name, Ricky Jarman, it should come up in the search engine. And, you know, this song I think really hits home to people because it is so raw. And this song is something that was written about my own personal experience from a recent breakup. And so it's a true story. And it just has a lot of validity to it, you know. And I'm just really excited about just the feedback we've been getting.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to you, Ricky. For those who are joining us on the online side, we had a slight delay. We had a technical issue. But Ricky was gracious enough to stay with us while we got that fixed. So we're glad to make that work for our radio audience. You guys know nothing about it because you're on your regular schedule time. So you're fine. But, Ricky, thank you again for the time. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing what 2017 has coming up for you.
Of course, man. Thank you so much.
Amen. Always a pleasure. And we definitely thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Ricky, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
Have you noticed how you treat me? You take my heart, you deplete me, playing with my mind, drive me crazy.
I don't understand why I keep
running
away from the trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Without your love, I can't sleep, because I'm